listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, there is more to sell during AEP than just Medicare Advantage. Find out why MedSubs make a great addition to your portfolio, whether it's annual enrollment or not. The Hidden Value of Medicare Supplements During AEP, written by Roxanne Anderson. While it's true the annual enrollment period is the prime time to sell Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplements provide you and your clients a very important alternative during the fall. How can having strong Medicare supplements in your portfolio help you make the most of AEP? Let's break it down by defining the value of Medicare supplements. It's beneficial for you to have Medicare supplements in your portfolio for two reasons. One, they're a good fit for certain clients. And two, MedSups are an easy product to sell to diversify your book of business and increase your earnings. Now, we can't talk about the value of MedSups without touching on the ever-popular Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage debate, and there's never going to be a clear-cut winner in every single circumstance. That's because each one of your clients has their own unique set of circumstances. Remember that Medicare Advantage plans aren't the best fit for all Medicare eligibles. They have set service areas, and a plan may not be offered where your client lives. Additionally, the private health insurers who offer Medicare Advantage products often contract with certain providers to be in their network. Your client may have a doctor he's been going to for years who is not in the network of the most competitive Medicare Advantage plans available in his county. Enrolling in Original Medicare and purchasing a Medicare supplement to fill in the gaps may make more sense for some clients based on where they live, their hobbies, desires, and their financial situation. Original Medicare and all Medicare supplement plans, with the exception of Medicare Select plans, enable beneficiaries to see any Medicare provider in the country. So if your client lives in a remote area, loves to travel, or heads down south for the winter, the combo of Original Medicare and MedSup is an attractive option. Additionally, some people find that their prescriptions would cost them more out of pocket in a Medicare Advantage plan. Run all the options and see if your client's medications would cost less with a standalone prescription drug plan and a Medicare supplement. Your clients should never feel like they have to resort to skipping shots or rationing pills to get by. So, what are the benefits of selling Medicare supplements for agents? Medicare supplements allow you to expand your client base and increase commissions beyond the Medicare Advantage market. When you sell Medicare supplements, you open your business to people who prefer enrolling in Original Medicare rather than private Medicare Advantage plans. Unlike MA plans, most MedSups don't require annual certification, so you don't have to worry about spending time or energy on that each year. Additionally, e-applications are available through most carriers, so you may be able to sell MedSups over the phone from the comfort of your own home, depending on your state's and your carrier's regulations. On top of all of that, selling Medicare supplements can earn you extra cash through carrier incentive programs and contests. Here at Ritter, we hold a 100K and a 10K MedSup cash giveaway. You could earn a maximum of $20,000 for the entire year, depending on how you rank each calendar quarter and at the end of the year. We will have a link to those giveaways in our show notes if you're interested in learning how you can qualify. Moving on to determining which Medicare supplements to sell. Now, you know why selling Medicare supplements during AEP is valuable, but which MedSup should you put in your portfolio? You'll want to showcase a variety of robust products that can meet your client's unique needs. So, what does that look like? Well, as an agent, you can expect to work with clients who are healthy and clients who are not so healthy. Therefore, it's important that you contract with Medicare supplements that have different underwriting requirements. If a client doesn't have a guaranteed issue right to get into a plan, they will likely be required to pass MedSup underwriting, and that looks different for different carriers. Some carriers may only go back 2 years when looking at an applicant's medical history, and others may go back further. In addition, some carriers offer substandard rates for clients who normally would not pass underwriting. We have a MedSup Underwriting Fast Facts guide that can help your clients prepare for underwriting, and we'll have a link to download your copy in our show notes. As you're considering carriers, check that the ones you're interested in have a high financial strength rating to ensure that their rates will remain steady and that the company is financially sound. Insurers with A++ AM Best ratings are deemed very financially stable. It's also good to have Medicare supplements from carriers that offer household discounts, a strong plan D, F, G, and N, and competitive rates for certain age groups. There are a few ways that you can increase the value that MedSups have in your portfolio during AEP and beyond, and can help to ensure your success selling them. We would be amiss if we did not cover these before the end of this episode. One of the most important things you can do right now is to prepare for the 2020 Medicare supplement changes. These changes will mainly introduce two new MedSup eligibility groups, and certain MedSup plans will not be available to one of those eligibility groups. We covered those changes in two separate episodes, episode 52 and episode 119. We will have the links to those episodes and their corresponding articles on the Agent Survival Guide in our show notes. Also, before you finish polishing your portfolio, consider offering a strong prescription drug plan. If your clients are enrolled or desire to enroll in Original Medicare, they'll need to enroll in a standalone PDP to afford their medications and avoid paying the penalty for not having prescription drug coverage. Lastly, we recommend looking into getting a free MediCareful site for your business. It's your own CMS-approved Medicare site that can provide you with a consumer-facing Medicare supplement quote engine, a lead-generating contact form and ESOA, as well as direct enrollment buttons for several major plans. It can also help you sell ancillary products if you're interested in diversifying your portfolio even more. We will have the link to a page where you can learn more about MediCareful and sign up for your own MediCareful site in our show notes. If you're ready to make adjustments to your portfolio right now, we would love to hear from you. In fact, you can contact us to request a free smart sheet, which lists the most competitive MedSup plans in your area. If you want to talk sales strategies or get prospecting and sales tips, reach out. We would love to chat with you. We will have a link to help you get in contact with us in our show notes, along with all the other links we mentioned in this episode. And you're going to want to make sure you check out our show notes because we mentioned so many great resources in this episode. And we do mention the show notes a lot, but there is a reason for that. That's where we put all the resources from each episode. And when you have as many as this one, it gets to be a lot to remember. Also, it's very wonky for me to say some of these links out loud, so the show notes are a personal lifesaver. We link to what we talked about in each episode. We link to additional articles and podcast episodes we think you'll like, and we even have links to our ebooks, like the Complete Guide on How to Sell Medicare Supplements. That guide includes two sample call scripts for you to work with, in addition to everything you'll want to know about getting started with MedSup sales. To get to our show notes, simply tap on the title of the episode inside your podcast listening app and enjoy all the resources we've included there. While you're tapping around, hit that subscribe or follow button to really let us know that you like what we're doing. Thank you so much for doing that, and thanks for taking the time to listen. We will see you next episode.